This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. The Clifton Cultural Arts Center juried art exhibit, The Golden Ticket, celebrates the diverse and vibrant local artists who work in our region. The Golden Ticket runs through September 26th, and here to discuss the exhibit and the Clifton Cultural Arts Center are Executive Director Leslie Mooney and Matt Distel, Exhibit Director at the Carnegie and Judge for the Golden Ticket exhibit. Leslie and Matt, good to see you this afternoon.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Leslie, tell us, what is the Clifton Cultural Arts Center?
The Clifton Cultural Arts Center started in 2008, and we are a multi-venue community arts center that serves primarily the neighborhoods of Uptown Cincinnati, but we're located right on Clifton and McAlpin. And we have arts classes, event space, performances, and exhibitions, obviously, like the Golden Ticket.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is the Golden Ticket? What is that? It's an exhibit, and it's also something else, isn't it?
Well, the Golden Ticket is a juried art show.
Okay, it's a juried art show.
Yes, yeah, so it's a competitive...
Which means it's... judged, right?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So we have a slate of jurors. This year, Matt is part of the jury, and Stephen Maticio and Sarah Vance and Terrence Hammonds. So it's made up of an artist, a collector, and two curators. And it started 6 years ago as, and we called it the Golden Ticket because we were putting in our new glass elevator. So hence the Willy Wonka Association of the Golden Ticket.
Okay.
And also because we give away prizes. So cash prizes to the top four artists who are chosen by the jury.
Well, how does this compare to awards that are given throughout the area for local artists?
Well, we are, so the main thing that sets us apart is that the Golden Ticket is open to artists who live or work within a 25-mile mm-hmm. radius of the center. So that's a fairly expansive community. However, it's really diverse set of people that submit entries. So we got 244 submissions from 79 artists this year. The jury selected 44 from 37 artists. So it's gotten more and more competitive every year, but it is still pulling and showcasing the best of emerging artists and established artists in our community.
Matt, how did you get involved with the judging aspect?
I was invited in to take a look at the work and see if I could participate in the judging.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me about some of the artists who are involved in this.
Well, that's really the most exciting part is you go into these things and it's a blind jury, so you're not sure who you're looking at or what the work is, but you end up finding a lot of artists that you wouldn't otherwise locate. And that's what's exciting about judging a show or jurying an exhibition like this is, you know, by the time we ended up picking the work and then the work comes in and we look at it again, it's exciting to see because it's a ton of work that you didn't know before you started the process, and that's what's exciting as a curator to be a part of.
And Leslie, what kind of art's going to be on display at the exhibit? Is this all paintings or?
Oh no, it's okay. Sculpture, paintings, installation pieces. We have some mixed media pieces that made it into the show this year. So there's some very large overscale stuff, and there's smaller delicate pieces. So I think for me, the quality just continues to get better and better every year. Like I said, it's a very selective process, and so that really elevates the show. Matt and Terrence and our committee members, who are all volunteers who come in and help us place the show and hang it and make sure that every artist is represented, their piece is represented in the best possible light. They've been phenomenal, and so I think it really looks spectacular this year. It's an outstanding-looking show, and the opening reception is this coming Friday from 6 to 9 p.m., and the awards will be announced at 7. So we want to make sure that everybody knows that. It's all free and open to the public. Wine provided by Delicato Family Vineyards and food from Nada. So it's always a huge event with 700 to 800 people usually that come out. And most of the pieces, in fact, maybe all of them this year, are available for purchase as well. So this is a way for us to support local artists, for them to get their pieces in front of not only the jury, but also the public and hopefully, you know, sell a piece.
How many awards are given out?
There's Best in Show and then Second and Third and Honorable Mention. We also have a People's Choice Award, so everybody that comes to the opening gets a golden ticket that then they write down on the back of that their favorite piece. And so that is actually not awarded until the very end of the run of the show. So we will have actually an artist talk on September 24th, so just a couple of days before it officially closes. And that's the night, 6 p.m. on September 24th is when we'll announce the People's Choice Award. And then we also have a host choice. So if anybody's interested in becoming a host possibly for next year, that's a usually much smaller pool of people that also get to choose their favorite. And all of those winners get cash prizes.
Matt, the first year for judging this?
First year for judging, yeah.
How difficult was this to do?
Well, judging art on a, you know, like this piece is better than that piece is kind of inherently difficult and a little bit subjective, of course. But the process was really fun. I would have to say it was my most fun judging experience yet, and I've done a lot of these. So, yeah, because then I think that was the quality of the other jurors that were selected and the sort of the range of experiences. So we had a working artist, another curator with a, you know, who works in an institution that has a slightly different perspective than mine, and then a collector. So it was a nice sort of diverse body of jurors who were able to kind of pull this thing together.
Right. The only one that was a carryover from last year was Stephen Maticio of the Contemporary Arts Center, and he really helped us this year to craft a jury panel that was diverse, like Matt just talked about, but also you know, very skilled, very experienced, and bring together different perspectives.
And we battled.
Oh, yes.
We had a couple battles.
Did you really?
Yeah, it's fun. It's good.
You like that?
Yeah, because it's a debate.
You like
it's
confrontation.
A structure. Well, I don't know if I like confrontation, but I do like conversation, and that's what that was.
So what's a typical debate sound like when you're talking about a piece of art?
Like, how can you put that in and not put that in? So that's kind of one of the things that kind of – so you end up doing a little bit of horse trading sometimes, and that's kind of – you know, fun and sort of a little bit of intellectual sparring. But then you kind of end up talking about, well, what works best in the context of the exhibition, like the now the work that we're seeing, you know, what are the things doing? And you're judging it based on a digital image, at least at first. And that's also a little tricky. And so sometimes the work comes in, you go like, oh, that's way better than I thought, or oh, that's not as good as I thought. But then that's what the final jurying step is for, is to really determine what's the best in the show. And there was a lot of healthy debate about that as well. I would say there was probably about 10 pieces that were in discussion for that. So that, I think that speaks to the quality of the work as well.
That is impressive.
Yeah, it's very fun to observe. I want to make sure that I say that I don't have any responsibility or blame.
Please direct all complaints to me. That's fun.
For what made it in or what doesn't. And that's the beauty of a blind jury and having a jury, period, is that they're there to make those decisions for us and really give that as objective as you can be with something like this, opinions and decisions. And also I want to mention that the winner of the show, the Best in Show winner, gets a solo show at CCAC too, which for I think all of the winners in the past, it has either been their very first solo show or, you know, one of very few that they've had. So it's kind of a big deal then to have your own show in our gallery after you win.
What Leslie, what do you think the climate is like in Cincinnati for working artists?
Oh my gosh. I think it's phenomenal. I mean, phenomenal in a way that I think that there is a lot of support out there for them. That we also have, of course, UC DAP. We have the Art Academy of Cincinnati. We have great art programs in other of the, you know, regional schools. And so emerging artists or young artists coming out, I see phenomenal work coming across my desk every day. And I'm sure Matt does too. You know, in terms of places for them to exhibit their work and to try to make a living out of it, I think those places are growing. I mean, for instance, we opened in 2008 along with Kennedy Heights Arts Center and a couple of others. And we all have exhibition space. And obviously the Carnegie has exhibition space. So there's space out there for people to get their work seen. And I would encourage, you know, for folks to contact us and get on our website and submit it, submit their exhibition ideas.
And what are the run dates for the exhibit?
So it opens again this Friday, officially, the opening reception. It's up right now.
You
so
can see
you,
it now.
If you want to come by and see it today, you're welcome to. We'll be there till 8 o'clock tonight. But it officially opens. The reception is from 6 to 9 this Friday, and it will be up through September 26th. And you can check our website for exhibition hours.
And what's the website address?
It's www.cincinnati.gov. CliftonCulturalArts.org.
Okay, and there's a link to that at WVXU.org, too. So, Leslie and Matt, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Clifton Cultural Arts Center Executive Director Leslie Mooney and also Matt Distel, who's Exhibit Director at the Carnegie and judge for the Golden Ticket exhibit. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Today's show was produced by Pete Reitmeier. The technical director was Kevin Rowinski. William White composed the Cincinnati Edition theme music. I'm Mark Haney.